The chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. Introducing Zaxby's new signature sandwich with a double hand-breaded filet, split-top bun, and Zax sauce, our new spicy Zax sauce. Only at Zaxby's.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Checkpoint on Campus, your voice for college esports. I'm Norris Howard, your host, joined alongside my co-host, as always, Jacob Brothers. Jacob, what's popping?
Hello, I'm doing great. How are we doing today?
I'm doing awesome, man, and you know, I'm always excited when you are on the show and I'm on the show and we get to lead the show with Overwatch. You know that's always a good time, my friend.
Be on the show. It really is.
It's the best timeline. It is. And so we're going to start talking about the streamed matches for the Overwatch Collegiate Championships. This thing has been underway, and the wheat is starting to be separated from the chaff a little bit as some of the top teams continue to perform. And one of those top teams is Northwell University. This was a team that last semester came out of nowhere and was like, oh, wait, there's this weird school in the middle of nowhere in Michigan that is completely running the table. They went against the university. Yeah, they went up against the University of Washington over the weekend, and they performed very well against a very good Washington team.
Yeah, I mean, Northwood, I have a lot of mixed emotions about Northwood, but the first map, Northwood did stomp them. It was, by the time the point was on 35% capture on Nepal, Washington was spawn camped. So, actually, in both matches, Washington was spawn camped. And one thing I want to say about Washington is that they are very phenomenal brawlers. And that's very important in Overwatch because this team was held in their spawn by Northwood and got out of it both times. It's not a lot of teams can do that.
Cool things about being good at team fighting, and especially if you can brawl, and if you're unfamiliar with that term, means brawling in Overwatch is essentially... When the team fight has fallen apart, you got people trickling in at all sorts of moments that are just extending the team fight. If you're good at that, you're able to take fights, team fights and objectives that maybe you shouldn't be able to win. You're able to pull those out. But Northwood was just a little bit too strong, and especially on this Nepal map.
Yeah, Mags is a phenomenal Ana, and Tribiab is no joke of a DPS for Washington. And Northwood, I don't know, because Kings Row, it's the same thing. So in Kings Row, Washington, they get destroyed at first and they go all the way to the end. But I think the reason for that is that Northwood plays really odd comps, and I think that's a detriment to them. I mean, at one point on Nepal, they were running Tracer, Genji, Wrecking Ball, and Orisa. Okay, you don't... So that's not normal. How do you not have a Rein in the current meta? And so... When you're doing that, it makes it a lot easier for a team who can brawl to win those fights if they're playing a more traditional comp. And also, Northwood, they like to kind of wander around by themselves for too long. It doesn't matter if they're a DPS, a tank, or support. It doesn't matter. A lot of them will just go way down the way by themselves and then just get killed. Like, Cowman, who's a phenomenal... Cowman is the best Zarya in the game, I would say. And he would just go all the way down a point and then just get washed, and that gives ultimate percentage to Washington, who knows how to fight, and then they can win a fight from that percentage. And it was just that kind of a circle. And then Northwood was like, oh, maybe we should win now, flip a switch, let's win the game.
Yeah, there was, especially on the Kings Row map, where it felt like there was a lot of toying and playing around. And I'm going to be honest, you know, I don't really like to see that kind of stuff. I think if you are better than a team, go out, prove that you're better, finish the match. Don't waste time with it. You can talk all the smack on Twitter afterwards. You can do whatever you want, but go out and clean the match up and get off the server.
The bigger picture is that if you're going to do that kind of stuff or have that kind of mentality, the bigger schools are going to beat you. Absolutely.
They would never do this against HU Storm or even another good team like Utah or something. They would never do this. And the thing is Washington is just a tier just below those.
They
teams.
Are very good. They this will show up in this tournament for sure.
This is a very good team that we will see again in this tournament, and I believe we will see them deep into the playoffs as well. But in terms of Northwood, I felt like there was a little bit too much playing around from Cowman. There was a little bit, it just felt very casual, and I don't really like that. But I'm also very old. But we're also going to move to another match that went down where we saw the Ohio State University take on HU Storm in what was the bare minimum. It was one of the most entertaining matches of the week, even if the score line doesn't necessarily represent that.
I like the one time you respect Ohio State's name is in the game where they get absolutely washed.
You know what? But because and you know why I say that? Because they did so well the previous week by beating Miami of Ohio and by beating Utah. And they also came out here and they didn't play cowardly. They did not play like cowards. They went out and they met HU Storm, which is a championship caliber team, arguably the second best team in the country, and if not the first best, you know, team in the country. And they did not play like they were an inferior team. They went out and played as if they felt that they were on the same level. And you can't do anything but respect that.
Yeah, well, because the way that this whole game went really is that one team had a game plan and the other team didn't. HU Storm definitely watched film. And they said, I don't know what watching film is like in an esports team, but I imagine they sat in their chairs and they said, performance is their carry.
Performance is a big deal.
Grab plays off meta characters. Let's just take care of those two dudes, and the rest of the match will be easy. And you can tell while you were watching the game. They literally just followed their script. Even on, like, because Grab always plays Junkrat. And, yes. Which Grab had the worst time of his life in this match. He had no fun. But like on King's Row, the whole point of being Junkrat on defense is to do a bunch of damage in that first choke under that bridge. Yep. And what HU Storm did is that they just ran through it. So
they ran through it, ended up, which is crazy because at one point they ran through it, ended up fighting in the library off to the side, which, I mean, a Junkrat is supposed to feast.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to, oh, wait, he's dead.
Yeah. And then the whole fight falls apart. And then they were consistently keeping Grab at a distance. They were staggering certain kills. And granted, Potatoes, absolute unit. I'm still madly in love with that tank. He's so good. And but it really came down to Cyrus was better. Cyrus was playing, HU Storm Cyrus was playing McCree, and he was just on a rampage. He couldn't be stopped.
Yeah. No, couldn't be stopped. But I'm so happy you put some respect on Potatoes' names, because as somebody who has been so forced good. Virtually off all DPS because of Q, I've been forced off DPS champions, and I'm forced to play tank or support. A good Ryan is just, it's just chef's kiss. And Potatoes had a great time.
And he's
Potatoes
just,
had a great time.
The last thing he needs is the ultimate usage, and once he gets that, his chakras will be aligned, and he will be unstoppable.
Absolutely, but yeah, absolutely. But I gotta ask you one question. Because we only got five undefeated teams. We got Northwood, HU Storm, UCI, North Texas, and Akron. Out of those teams, who doesn't belong?
Well, if we look at those teams, there's one team that we've seen a lot and who has never done well, and that's North Texas. Which I would love for a Texas school to be good. And I mean, I'd rather it be UT Dallas, if we're going to be honest, because I love them. But North Texas, they're a surprising team. When I checked the standings, I was like, oh, wait a minute. You guys are here. That's cool.
Yeah.
But they definitely have the tallest mountain to climb out of these teams. And I think for HU Storm, they're going to have to try to lose, I think. I mean, because in this match alone, you could see how good they were at game planning. Game planning will win games. And we're going to see how it goes. But it's definitely North Texas that has the tallest mountain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esport program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.